Donegal is one of the areas that we've noticed the most growth with regards support for AIM2 in the last number of weeks. And indeed, we have six candidates now selected for the elections in the seven areas. It's phenomenal the level of support that we're getting right through Donegal. Indeed, there was a Sunday Business Post poll over the weekend which indicated that AIM2's support is about 5% in the Connacht Ulster area, which is amazing considering that we're only 4 months old at this stage. And our party's policies are designed in many ways for the needs of Donegal. So the first issue that we're really focusing on is the fact that this country is divided into three separate areas, that there's an overheating capital where people can't afford to buy houses, where they can't move about the place. There's a massive sprawling commuter belt in this country where people are battling traffic for hours. And then there's counties like Donegal and the Western Seaboard who are losing population still, especially young people. And that's a travesty that that's still allowed to exist. So AIM2 is the party of regional development. We want to make sure that this government start to look at the M50 and that we start to really focus investment into the northwest of Ireland. And we want to see a motorway properly built between Derry, Letterkenny and Dublin. And it's incredible, just a couple of weeks ago, Fine Gael pulled about €27 million out of the project to build that A5 motorway. And we in AIM2 want to make sure that that money is put back in there. If we don't have the proper infrastructure in places like Donegal, we will never be able to attract and draw down the international investment that's necessary to create the livelihoods for young people to stay in their county.
One of the things that was very noticeable both at the meeting you addressed in Donegal earlier this year when you launched AIM2 and also in the debates we're having here on Highland Radio with the individual candidates, it would appear that you see AIM2 as the party of regional development, but locally AIM2 is very much being regarded as the pro-life party, and that's the element of your policy that's being focused on most.
For sure, we are a party that stands up for the right to life of every single individual. We believe that the right to life, your right to life, my right to life, that should be a universal human right, end of story. And indeed, many people from, let's say, Sinn Féin backgrounds, Fianna Fáil backgrounds, and people from Fine Gael are shocked at the fact that their leadership has flipped on this key issue just in the space of about 18 months. They feel that their leadership is doing serious damage to their core values, and they feel that they've no option, that they can't vote for those parties anymore, and that's why many of those people are coming to ourselves as well. But it must be known that we have really good candidates standing on this issue right across the country, and we have a deep level and a broad level of policy. One of the things that's coming up in the doors consistently in Donegal is the fact that in Ireland we are an accountability free zone, that you can leave 750,000 people on hospital trolleys. You can leave 2,500 people waiting for mental health services, hundreds of thousands of people on hospital waiting lists, and nobody in the government is ever held to account. You can bury €1 billion underneath the National Children's Hospital. You can bury basically €2.5 billion in the National Broadband Plan, and yet nobody is ever held to account. And people from a Fianna Fáil background especially are furious with their leadership for giving a free pass every single time to Fine Gael. And the question I would ask Fianna Fáil representatives now is, what is it that Fine Gael have to do? What damage or division do Fine Gael have to achieve before they will hold the particular minister or the government to account? And unless they're able to answer that question, I believe they have no right asking people for votes around the country.
Does AIM2 have a long-term future as a political party with a chance ultimately of becoming involved in government?
Well, first of all, I think that most commentators are now shocked by the level of growth and traction that we're receiving across the ground. And also, I'm impressed by the quality of the candidates that we have. So people like, obviously, Mary T. Sweeney in Letterkenny, Liam Mulligan in the Glenties, Joe Murphy in Buncrana, and others, who are in serious opportunity now of taking seats off the political establishment. Now, we need to draw the dots here. If we can take council seats in those areas in the next in this election on Friday, we are in a serious chance of taking a Dáil seat in Donegal in the next general election. Now, if we do that, we radically change the political culture and landscape in this country.